Yeah, we're hoping for hot fun in the summertime. Today, the first day of summer, officially arriving shortly before noon at 11:54 this morning. This weekend should be nice, but how long will the warm weather stick around? And what does folklore say about these cold, wet summers? Joining us now live with a look ahead is Sandy Duncan, Managing Editor of the Farmer's Almanac. Thanks for joining us this morning, Sandy.
Well, thanks for having me on, Jackie.
Okay, so obviously the Farmer's Almanac, very different at predicting the weather. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about what the Farmer's Almanac, what you do with that.
Sure. Well, I'm the managing editor of the Farmer's Almanac, which, as everybody knows, goes out on a limb and predicts the weather up to a year in advance. But in addition to that, we also have a great website at farmersalmanac.com and also some social media sites. And what we really try to do is help people plan ahead, whether they want to go fishing, plant a garden, or check the weather, or just share in some common trivia or information that helps you have a more simpler life. That's what we do here at the Farmer's Almanac.
That's great. So what you guys last, you were predicting a wet summer this year, weren't you?
We were. In fact, we said a very cold, chilly spring kind of that happened as well. But overall, looking to the winter, summer ahead, we're actually calling for a stormy, kind of average temperatures for summertime in your neck of the woods. But it looks like it's going to be kind of a wet summer on tap.
And in terms of folklore and everything in the past, what generally over the years have you seen that has transpired with a soggy, wet summer?
Sure. Well, you know, it's a lot of fun, and I was doing some research, and a few things come up, and it's as far as a cold and wet June supposed to spoil the rest of the year, so hopefully that one's not true. On the other side, we say, according to folklore, a good rain in June sets all in tune, so that could be a good thing coming ahead. And another thing is, if you remember what happened last Saturday, which was St. Vitus Day, if it was rainy, it will rain for 30 days together. So hopefully there was no rain last Saturday, although it seems like it's been raining for at least 30 days.
Yeah, I think it's been raining forever, if the last I can check. And in terms of what we see for the summer, let's hope things dry out here as we start to see a little bit less rain. When do you put out your forecast for the winter?
The winter outlook will actually be out in August, so hopefully you guys will give us a call back. That's when the 2020 edition of the Farmer's Almanac actually gets officially released. So I can't tell you what we're predicting there, but I can say that, you know, July looks like it'll get a little drier. However, we are kind of highlighting July 24th to the 27th for some very stormy conditions in your neck of the woods capable of some large hail.
Okay. Well, Sandy Duncan, Managing Editor of the Farmer's Almanac, we always love to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.